It's election year, and Democratic candidates are setting out their positions on major issues such as gays in the military. All the candidates have said they oppose Don't Ask, Don't Tell. That policy dictates that gays and lesbians can serve in the military as long as they don't say they're gay or engage in homosexual conduct. The White House has not come out against the policy. Reporter Dave Adox reports on how Don't Ask, Don't Tell, now more than a decade old, is likely to factor in this year's national elections.
After high school, Brad Powell enlisted in the National Guard. He says he wanted to serve his country and get help with his college tuition. Powell is gay. He knew about the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, but he didn't realize he'd have to make up stories to keep his gay identity a secret.
Just to appear normal. Basically, I had a girlfriend whom I was getting married to, whom I had sex with all the time. Everyone else would have pictures of girls in bathing suits or in very provocative pictures in their locker. And, you know, occasionally someone would be like, where are your pictures? And I would be like, I don't have any, or I forgot to bring them. But I would keep pictures of my boyfriend, David. I would keep them hidden away in my locker.
Powell says anti-gay comments were part of daily life in his unit, and they made him very uncomfortable.
For example, in grenade training, the drill sergeants would say, imagine you're blowing up a gay bar. One comment that will always stick out in my mind was, all a good fag needs is a good fag bashing.
According to the Servicemen's Legal Defense Network, a group that advocates for ending discrimination against gays in the military, this wasn't an isolated incident. The group has logged over 4,600 harassment complaints since the policy was instituted in 1993. C. Dixon Osborne is the executive director.
Service members who contact us complain of harassment on a daily basis. Some have found nooses on their racks on ships with notes saying die fag. Others have found death threats left on notes underneath the windshield wipers of their cars. These threats are very real. Some are life-threatening. The problem is that the military has not trained people that harassment against gay people is wrong and have not held people accountable often for the harassment that is occurring.
The U.S. Department of Defense declined to be interviewed on the policy of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. However, a public relations official did send a statement stating that the military remains committed to treating all service members with dignity and respect while fairly enforcing the law passed by Congress, which states that homosexual conduct poses a risk to unit cohesion and troop readiness. Charles Moskos is a professor of sociology at Northwestern University and the author of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. He argues that the law, though imperfect, has been effective.
Over the 10 years, I think it's been more effective than it's been given credit for. And as Winston Churchill once said about democracy, it may be the worst system possible except for any other.
Moskos says the most important feature of the policy is its protection of privacy.
The most important justification for the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy is the respect of people's privacy. We don't have mixed gender showers and toilets on a forced basis, and neither should we have mixed people of sexual orientations on a forced basis either. And that's what makes it, I think, a proper policy.
But Osborne of the Servicemen's Legal Defense Network argues that the real privacy violations are being committed by the military in their investigations of gay people.
You have service members who are turned in by their psychiatrists, who have their emails, diaries, computer files taken looking for information about their sexual orientation.
There have been almost 10,000 discharges under Don't Ask, Don't Tell over the last decade. Dr. John Allen Williams says Don't Ask, Don't Tell has been useful in easing the military into what he believes is the inevitable. Williams is a professor of political science at Loyola University and is a retired captain in the U.S. Naval Reserve with 30 years of military experience.
I believe that society will expect that the military will reflect it in important ways, and it will in a democratic society. Society is becoming more accepting of differences, including in lifestyles, and I think eventually the society will expect the military to do the same thing.
Some legal experts are optimistic about new challenges to the policy. They say the recent U.S. Supreme Court opinion in Lawrence v. Texas, which affirmed the right of two adult men to engage in sex with each other in private, may provide valuable ammunition for the fight against the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. Others are not so hopeful. Four appellate courts to date have upheld the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. For Day to Day, I'm Dave Adox in New York.